Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you for staying with us on Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. My name is Nzinga Kunta. I'm standing in for Guguletu Mfupi, who will be back with you soon. Now, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana presented the budget yesterday. Third time lucky. People are calling it Budget Version 3.0. Let's get some insight into that budget with Duma Kubule, Research Associate at the Social Policy Initiative. Duma, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya 959 and Kaya Biz. What did you think of the budget?
Hi, Nzinga. Welcome back to the airwaves.
Thank you.
Yes. There's two things that come to mind. I was trying to think before I came in onto the studio, is that Treasury has been humbled by this process. And you could see in the tone of the minister that he's trying to portray an image of someone who's not as arrogant as they were, because quite frankly, this institution had become too arrogant. And we now hear that it was normal practice to arrive on the day of the budget without having told members of their own party what is actually in the budget. And they thought that they would just rock up on the February the 19th and it would be the same, even though there were nine other parties in this government, the government of neoliberal unity. It is absolutely amazing that they thought that there wouldn't be a problem. So in one way, they have been humbled. The second thing I want to say is that if you look at the February, the March and the May budget, Treasury has got a... No, first of all, the second thing, just as a background, is that I want to say that the primary objective of economic policy, that's monetary policy and fiscal policy, is to grow the economy and create jobs. Mm-hmm. Now, Treasury and the Reserve Bank have failed dismally at this mandate. For the past 16 years, GDP growth 1.1% a year, far lower than emerging markets, you know, the rest of the world, the average for emerging markets. It's about 25% of the average for emerging markets. And unemployment has soared to, we've got the second highest unemployment rate in the world. So these people at Treasury and the Reserve Bank have run out of ideas as to how to grow the economy. And we are now in a desperate situation, the worst post-apartheid economic crisis. Now, when you look at the actual content of the budget, they might have been humbled, but nothing has fundamentally changed. So the February budget had about 180 billion rand of VAT measures. The March budget took away half of those VAT measures. And then the May budget takes away VAT completely. But they've just substituted with tax cuts. With budget cuts, you know. So the February budget had net additional spending of about 173 billion. And then this budget in May cuts that spending that they made by about 100 billion rands. So that is the main, so basically very little has changed. They still have the same primary balance, which is the budget deficit before interest payments, and the same budget balance, you know, the budget deficit. Mm-hmm. And so nothing has really fundamentally changed, because Treasury has a target of a primary budget surplus of 2% of GDP. This is money that it takes out of the economy to pay the debt, you know. And the last thing I want to say, Nzinga, is that there's this perception, I don't know where it comes from, that we're not going to borrow. But the borrowing requirement is about 1.6 trillion. The debt is going to increase by about 1.2 trillion over the next 3 years, you know. Mm. So every government borrows money. So I just don't see what the issue is. And finally, there was about 50 presentations to Parliament by organizations and individuals giving alternatives to these budget cuts, because our economy needs a stimulus. It needs a monetary stimulus, because our interest rates are way too high. What is the logic of having 11% prime lending rate when inflation is at 2.8%? That is one of the highest real interest rates in the world. And secondly, Why are we accumulating these primary budget surpluses instead of injecting new money into the economy? Because the low growth, by definition, it means there is not enough money circulating in the economy.
Yeah.
So we need fiscal, and then there are many alternatives, revenue sources, in those 50 presentations in Parliament that people gave. And this budget rejected every single one of them. The last thing I want to say is that there, people were talking about a wealth tax. People were talking about corporate income tax, 1 percentage point increase, medical aid tax credits for rich people. They were talking about ending the employment tax incentive, which is a basic income grant for employers. And Treasury rejected all of those, and they go for the most vulnerable and the easiest to implement, which is VAT or a fuel levy. It's absolutely absurd. And that tells you about what their, you know, priorities are. It's protecting the rich in society and going after the poor. Yeah.
Jamal, you know, we seem to be stuck in a perpetual cycle of really low growth. Projected economic growth, according to this budget or the medium-term outlook, is 1.4% for South Africa this year. And I think it's gradually going to increase to 1.8% at the end of the medium term. You've spoken about the vulnerable being affected by the measures implemented, or the measures that are set to be implemented, rather. Should we, as people living in South Africa, just accept that for the medium term, as the budget is, and perhaps beyond, these are the conditions we're going to stay in? Because as you've said, there have been suggestions made, they haven't been taken, and our current economic climate is where we're at, and we must just get used to that.
Sure, that is so depressing, Zika. So we've grown by 1.1% for 16 years. GDP per capita, by the end of this year, I believe, will be lower than it was in 2007. So that'll be 18 years of declining average living standards. Mm-hmm. So you're correct. Now, the first one in the February budget, I forgot to say, they had a 1.9% GDP growth for this year. And everybody told them that is not going to happen. You're being too optimistic. And now they're saying 1.4%. And most forecasts are below 1.4%. So you're correct. We're not going to achieve the 1.6% growth that they're talking about over the next 3 years. It will be much lower over the next 3 years. It will be closer to the average of the last 3 years. So what's going to happen is growing unemployment. In the first quarter, we had 290,000 people lost their jobs. That is about 1 million people affected, you know, beneficiaries. Affected.
People who look that after is, other people, family members.
That is an indictment, and it's going to continue. So what we have to look at is the political impact of continuously rising unemployment. You know, it's going to rise. You know, I follow the employment statistics. I'm one of the experts in South Africa on jobs, you know, and it's going to increase according to my modeling. And at some point, the members of this GNU are going to say, maybe the DA say, no, why should we be associated with this economic crisis that is accelerating and getting worse, you know? Yeah. So I think, as you're saying, if we accept what's going to happen, something is going to blow out. There will be an economic, political unrest will increase without doubt in terms of the communities, and also unrest. It will affect the stability of the GNU, because many people will say, why do we want to be associated with this? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope we don't see those worst case scenarios. Duma Qubule, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, Research Associate at the Social Policy Initiative, just giving us some reaction to budget there. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Nzinga.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.